They watched Jesus closely. If we recall from Sunday's gospel reading, John the Baptist gave us the instruction, the command, the invitation to behold the Lamb of God, to direct our gaze at Jesus Christ. And so maybe with that instruction and this comment on the Pharisees, how do we look at Jesus? Do we behold him in his greatness, in his glory, in his splendor, in his majesty? Or we look at him with a critical eye, trying to find a crack, a crink, an excuse not to follow him? Jesus came to reveal to everyone the face of the Father. And with the eyes of faith, as we gaze lovingly upon him, primarily in the Holy Eucharist, we can see that loving face of the Father. But like the Pharisees, it's easy for us to get stuck in our own ways, our own ideas about how things are or how things should be. And then with a critical eye, we can look at Jesus and, in extension, his church. And therefore, we shut ourselves off from the glory, the grace that the Lord desires to share with us. And then we see the response of Jesus. He was anger and was grieving in his heart. If we're honest, I would say all of us, or most of us, experience on time negative emotions. How do we deal with them? Where do we take them? Jesus directed that negative feeling towards life as he brought this man with a withered hand to fullness. So how do we respond to those negative emotions in our life? Do we harbor them? Do we allow them to make us bitter? Or do we direct them to the purpose and the mission of Jesus Christ, which is life, healing, and love? As we gaze honestly and lovingly upon the face of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, we can ask him to transform our hearts. So whatever emotions come, we will always return to him with love.